Let me begin, though, with the news of this day.
Yes.
A plane shot down mm-hmm. over eastern Ukraine. Mm-hmm. What questions would you be asking at this moment?
Well, the questions I'd be asking is, number one, who could have shot it down? Who had the equipment? It's obviously an anti-aircraft missile. Who could have had the expertise to do that? Because commercial airlines are big targets, but by the time they got over that part of Ukraine, they should have been high. So it takes some, you know, some planning. And the Ukrainian government has been quick to blame it on terrorists, which is, you know, their name for the Russian insurgents. And there does seem to be some growing awareness that it probably had to be Russian insurgents. Now, how we determine that will require some forensics. But then if there is evidence pointing in that direction, the equipment had to have come from Russia. What more the Russians may or may not have done, we don't know. I read as I was walking in today to talk with you, the Russian stock market has dropped. There is a great deal of concern that not only was a civilian plane shot down, but what this means about the continuing conflict in eastern Ukraine and the role that Russia is playing.
So what does the United States do if there isn't clear indication and clear evidence that it was Russian separatist and perhaps using weapons from Russia?
I think that the first question is, what does Europe do?
Right.
I think the United States has been very clear in both its criticism of Russia and Putin, its support for Poroshenko and the new Ukrainian government. And there has just been a new round of sanctions that President Obama himself has announced. As you know, the Europeans have tried to figure out the best way forward. I was recently in Europe. A lot of questions about whether or not Russia was really the aggressor, whether or not Putin was really dangerous. How could that be evaluated? From my perspective, and I have the benefit of not being in the government, if there is evidence linking Russia to this, that should inspire the Europeans to do much more on three counts. One, toughen their own sanctions, make it very clear there has to be a price to pay. Number two, immediately accelerate efforts and announce they are doing so to find alternatives to Gazprom. You know, Russia has not diversified its economy. It is still largely dependent upon natural resources, principally gas and oil. And thirdly, do more in concert with us to support the Ukrainians. There has to be more help on their borders in order to prevent this porous border, allowing Russians to go back and forth, insurgents to do the same. Do more to help their military obtain better equipment, better training. The Ukrainian military under Poroshenko has been much more focused and more successful. But nobody kids themselves. If Russia really keeps weighing in on behalf of the insurgents, there's a lot more that needs to be done. And to put Putin on notice that he has gone too far and we are not going to stand idly by. So the Europeans have to be the ones to take the lead on this. It was a flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, over European territory. There should be outrage in European capitals.
And therefore action. If it comes to this, do you think that Putin is willing to take more risk than ever before with respect to the Ukraine and to Ukraine? And do you believe that sanctions will have the power to restrain him?
I think Putin is pushing the envelope as far as he thinks he can. I think he obviously has annexed and occupied Crimea. He is willing to keep Ukraine unstable in order to try to intimidate the new Ukrainian government to back off from their approach to the EU. And I think the only language he understands is one that is very tough, very patient, very clear. The sanctions are an important piece of that. And there is evidence that they are having an effect, but sanctions alone will not necessarily restrain him or change his calculus. That's why I would like to see the Europeans do what I urge them to do, and I write about in the book going back to March 2009, come up with an alternative energy strategy that does not leave you to the mercy of Putin and Gazprom. And they've made some steps, but not nearly enough in my estimation.